You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, and we got a busy show. We've already had a busy show. Give me about, 20 minutes. We're going to have a conversation with Basketball Hall of Famer, Denver Nuggets legend, former player, former coach. I mean, from the ABA to the NBA, we're going to talk to their most famous big before Nikola Jokic. His name is Dan Issel. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes. I'm going to ask him about Jokic, longevity. We're going to get into so much here. We got a lot to do. But before that, how about this? We got a new Stanley Cup champion. Hey, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They just beat the Florida Panthers, the final score. Is this baseball? Is this a baseball score? What is this? 9-3. We had a bunch of empty netters here towards the end. Going into the second period, it was 2-1 early in the second period. The Vegas Knights, they led 2-1. And then in the second period, they decided to just score 4 goals. In the third period, they scored another 3 goals. Matt Stone had a hat trick, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights, a franchise that has only been in existence since 2017, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season. They lost to the Washington Capitals. Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander Ovechkin. But now they go back here in 2023, and they get the job done against Florida. And so not necessarily the best of nights for anybody in South Florida. We know the Miami Heat went down last night. We know that the Florida Panthers go down tonight. And at least the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're not going to have to travel too far to go out and have a party, because they could just kind of turn around the corner from T-Mobile Arena and they can hit the strip and pretty much go anywhere that they want. So shout outs to everybody in Vegas. If you're out there, have fun. And as always, just be safe. I know they changed the tagline for Vegas because they don't want it to be so sinful. I think it used to be whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They've changed it. A little more family friendly. I don't know what it is, but still a dangerous place. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. We started the show by talking about Nikola Jokic, the NBA star who just is showing up for work and is ready to go home. I told you about the NBA and its ratings. The finals ratings were down by about 1 million viewers compared to last year between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Overall, the playoff ratings were at the highest levels in 5 years. And then I might as well mention this as well. Since we're talking about champions, Messi said, yeah, I might be going to Miami. Don't expect me to be participating in the World Cup for Argentina. I just won one. And then I did tell you briefly that it's been reported that the Miami Heat at the NBA trade deadline, they were looking into bringing in Kyrie. Because the point for everybody, Whether you happen to be Messi, who's won a championship, Nikola Jokic won a championship, Miami Heat trying to win another one, it's all about the rings. And it's all about the talent to go out there and get the job done. And, I mean, damn, wow, that's a lot of fans here in Vegas. I'm watching TNT here in the studio. And let's really think about this. Las Vegas didn't have no damn professional sports. They didn't have none. Everybody's afraid to go to Vegas because it's crooked. It's dangerous. It's gonna influence our players to gamble. Well, I mean, now you got guys in their phone in Detroit gambling. Come on. You got guys sitting on their ass here in Atlanta over here gambling. And so now the NHL has the Golden Knights. One day the NBA will have a franchise in Vegas. The NBA already has held its summer league there forever. We got the Oakland Athletics, who apparently have received some funding, government funding, to ultimately move. We got the Raiders out in Vegas. And the Golden Knights scored 9 goals tonight to walk away with a Stanley Cup. And damn it, they went the first year and lost. Prepare yourselves, folks. I'm going to take you on a very... I expect to hear a lot of horns, a lot of celebrations. We're going to take a journey through a few goals. Well, you know what? Forget a few. Let's just go ahead and check in on all of the goals. And they are all courtesy of the Las Vegas Golden Knights radio network. Let's start off with the first one. The man who had a hat trick tonight, Mark Stone. First goal of the game. First period.
Panthers carry it back in. An errant drop pass gathered ahead. Still on one. Stone with Stevenson. Stone stops, shoots. He scores! The double fist pump. The high five with White Cloud. The embrace with Stevenson. Short-handed goal. The captain, Mark Stone, gives Vegas a 1-0 lead in game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay, now 1-0 means that we good. Like, we set the momentum up, we got the lead, you know, even if they don't score again, we got this in the bag. But then they decided to go out there and get a second one, courtesy of Nicholas Hague.
White Cloud deep in his own zone, rings it around, Marchessault tips it out, another 2-on-1, Eichel with Barbashev, Eichel right side, pulls to the middle, couldn't get a shot away, now he does, it's loose, at the goal line, another try, they score!
Now, 2-0 means that, well, we in control. Oh, there's Gary Bettman. Can't wait to hear him get booed. They understand that, hey, here we are. It's 2-0. We got this. And so now they move into the second period. They gave up a goal. And then they took another one. This one, Alec Martinez.
Rebound to the far side for Hagee. Panthers back to the neutral zone. Steal at center as Eichel lifted a stick. The free puck to Petrangelo in his own zone. Stretch pass. Eichel is in with a cutter. Third man, Martinez, scores!
Okay, that's 3-1. Now it's starting to get a little dicey here. In the second period, they scored another one. This is courtesy of Riley Smith.
Fedor to the left circle on the outside, McMahon. Fedor again out high. A wrist shot. Knocked down in front. Amadio with Carlson. Now Smith, he scores! Smith, tonight's kick, a 4-1 lead.
All right, now 4-1 is abuse. Mark Stone said, forget abuse. I'm gonna lay out an ass whooping. He makes it 5-1.
Connects with Stevenson, charges into the zone, drop back for Howden. Extra pass, Stone shooting, he scores! 2 goals for Stone, 5-1 Knights. Second period, the best period of the postseason for any club.
Yeah, I think after that one, everybody in South Florida, maybe they turned the TVs off. What the hell do you do when it's 6-1? Listen to this.
Panthers can't clear it out. Out in front, a tip shot, save. Rebound, and Amadio is there. Penalty coming. Did the puck go in? There are 3 players in the goal. Was the puck there too?
And they signal a goal, Dan.
Michael Amadio was in the crease.
He got decked into the goal along with the puck in Sergei Bobrovsky. And the Golden Knights have taken a 6-1 lead with 1 second to go in the period.
All right, 6-1 is a blowout. When Barbashev scores another goal to make it 7-1, this is now time for the mercy rule.
An Eichel backhander on goal save. Rebound, they score! Barbashev in front. 7-1 Golden Knights. The party is on in Las Vegas. Two in the first, four in the second. Now the seventh goal comes in the third period with 11:38 to go in regulation.
When you get a score like this, like in a video game, your best friend quits and leaves. And they're not done yet. Mark Stone went out there and had a hat trick with his eighth. This is goal number eight. This is his third one.
6-on-5 attack. Verhaeghe high in the right, into the right circle. Bennett looking cross-eye. Stone intercepts. This time he sends it down in a waffle and go into the goal. It's a hat trick in the clincher. Mark Stone, the captain, makes it 8-3 Golden Knights with 6 minutes to go in the third period.
Whoever hits the button for the horn, they need a raise. Like, they working overtime hitting that damn horn tonight. That's 8-3. That's a blowout. This game ended with a football score from like 20 years ago. Listen to Nicholas Waugh make it 9-3.
Now a loose puck trickles behind. Waugh scores with 1:02 to go. A ninth goal for the Knights. The first try was stopped by Bobrovsky. Watt at the side of the net would not relent. And the Golden Knights open up a six-goal advantage again. The ninth of the game for the Knights.
And good for them. As Mark Stone was just handed the Stanley Cup trophy by Gary Bettman. And now he has a chance to kind of take that traditional skate around the ice. He's kissing the cup. He's enjoying himself. This is always cool when you get the Stanley Cup. It's one of the best viewing experiences, I think, of all the championships, just because of the trophy. I got a picture with the Stanley Cup. I didn't win it. I took it at Yankee Stadium, but even I got one. I'd kiss it, but there's too many hands have been on it. Anyway, congratulations to the Golden Knights. Pretty much still an expansion franchise. In their first year of existence, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they lost to the Caps. And this time, taking on the Florida Panthers, they walk away with the victory as they just hoist the cup, and everybody gets their glide right now. Congratulations to everybody with the Knights. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello. You know, the last night and tonight – were the equivalent of the Super Bowl for two major sports. And I don't have a TV. I just follow everything through your show. But could you talk about the magnitude of the different championships and the different sports? And I did go to the library, and I saw that ABC carried basketball, so you could see that without cable TV. But I'll bet hockey is only on cable. And my last question is, has a Super Bowl ever been on ESPN, or think it will be on the NFL network and not free anymore?
No, I do not think so. That is one of the most widely viewed events in the United States of America year after year. The NHL, for this is the first season that the NHL has had its Stanley Cup Finals take place on TNT. Oh. And it's difficult to compare winning a Stanley Cup versus winning the Larry O'Brien versus winning the Vince Lombardi, because it's a one-shot deal.
Yep.
Like the Super Bowl is a one-day holiday pretty much in the United States of America. And so just looking at the emphasis of it versus, hey, let's see who can get the four games first, it's not the same. The Super Bowl trumps everything.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal. Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a good
Certainly,
one.
Certainly, Bob. Thank you for calling from Michigan. I appreciate you. 855-212-4CBS. Wayne is here from New Mexico. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, I don't even know why they're worried about gambling. I mean, DraftKings is probably one of the sponsors on all their tickets that you get, and guys are getting busted for gambling even without going to Vegas. So
the concern wasn't so much of yesterday, recently. The concern has been there forever, before the advent of cell phones and gambling and the expansion of it. That's why we historically haven't had professional sports teams in Las Vegas. Obviously, that's changed over the last handful of years because all of this was pretty much known to be taking place or in the works.
Fair enough. But my take is mainly on the whole Denver Nuggets. I love the fact that they won in spite of the refs and the fans. I think the fans, the refs definitely pander to the fan favorites. I mean, it was very evident against the Lakers and the refs calling. I mean, and also they pander to the guys who sell the fouls. Jokic was fouled a lot, but he doesn't react to a lot of the fouls that go against him, hence the reason why he doesn't get a lot of fouls called for him. I mean, it was evident that the Miami Heat, when Butler went up for that pass and he was
garbage.
Nobody even got touched, and they still called the foul because of the way he fell down. And I think that needs to change, but I'm glad that the Nuggets pretty much spit in the face of NBA and won in spite of how the refs pandered
I think that's a stretch. So the NBA understands that there is a flopping issue and a problem, so much so that it's been discussed that players might be called for technical fouls if they are found to have flopped. Now, to say that the Denver Nuggets spat in the face of the NBA because they didn't get a fair shot, that's not accurate, man. I mean, we can go game to game to game where teams aren't getting calls. I can remember here in the first game of this series, in the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat took two free throws, okay, in one game. And so if we want to look at balance and you want to tell me that the Miami Heat are now the beneficiary of calls from the refs, then please tell me what happened in the first game where they took none.
No, I agree, but I'm saying that, like, certain games, there's favoritism towards certain players and certain teams. And I think it was evident in the Lakers series with Denver, and I think it was probably evident in
I don't think so. Yeah, we'll always have players who will demand a call, or they will react to a call, or their talent will justify a call. That's the nature of the beast. I mean, for years, and thank you, Wayne, for calling from New Mexico. For years, people looked at James Harden and said, "Man, can you stop flopping on the way to the basket?" I mean, more recently, Trae Young would lean into dudes or lean into contact and automatically get a foul, and the NBA stopped doing that. Or he would stop for a guy to bump into his back, and they're like, "Hey, this ain't basketball. We got to relax." And so that's a part of the game, trying to draw a foul. And some guys are better at it than others, and the NBA is always trying to keep up and adjust to when it becomes unfair. And so I'm not going to push the button and say, NBA spit in the face, Nuggets spit in the face of the NBA, and nah, man. Sometimes you're going to get the calls to go your way. Sometimes you're not. You know, this is not the street. You can't just say, "Hey, ain't no blood, ain't no foul." It doesn't work that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, speaking of the NBA, we're going to talk to someone who's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He has his number retired by the Nuggets. He played for the Nuggets in the ABA, the NBA. He coached them. It's Dan Issel. If you're not familiar, you're going to get an education here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And coming off of the Denver Nuggets win and championship victory last night, we had to bring on a Denver Nuggets legend. We had to bring on a Hall of Famer. We are talking right now with Dan Issel. Dan, how are you?
I'm I'm terrific. I couldn't be better. The Nuggets are the NBA champs.
I know. I understand. We're going to get into all of your connections and everything you do out in Louisville, but you stay out in Denver full time. What's the vibe of the city right now?
Yeah, it's very exciting. We've had championships here before, the Broncos and the Avalanche. But this is the first one for the Nuggets, and the fans have just been terrific here, and they have supported this team through good times and bad times, and I'm really happy for them. Now we have something to talk about this summer instead of who's playing left guard for the Denver Broncos.
Well, in due time, Dan, in due time. We'll see what happens there. Dan Issel, Nuggets legend, Hall of Famer, is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You were and still are a legend. You were undersized center, and we currently see what Nikola Jokic is doing right now. What would you compare him to? Who, if anybody?
There isn't any comparison. I mean, you have seen big guys who score more. You have seen big guys who rebound more. I don't think you've ever seen a big guy who assists more. But there is no comparison because he is something we've never seen before. He is almost unguardable. And if you run two people at him, then he's going to find he has amazing peripheral vision. He's going to find the open guy no matter where he is on the floor. So he's just impossible to stop. And I think, that's one of the main reasons, not the only reason, but the main reason that the Nuggets were 16-4 in this playoff run.
Well, Dan, I got to ask you this. When you take a look at Jokic, we can all look at the numbers and the points, the rebounds, the assists, the accumulations. What I appreciate, given his size, is that throughout the majority, almost all of his career, he has not really missed time. He'll miss a game here or there, but he's almost at 70-plus games almost every season. You were known as the horse, 15 years playing ball. What are your thoughts on him staying healthy and then just so many other players not suiting up?
Yeah, this load management thing to me is a joke. I mean, these are well-conditioned athletes to play 82 games a year, unless you have a serious injury. It's not that tough. And that's why somebody once said, the best ability is availability. And Jokic took some time off in April when the Nuggets were clearly the number one seed in the West, that he probably, if anything was on the line, that he would have played in. And so you're absolutely right. I love people that show up and play every night and don't miss 3 weeks for a minor injury.
Dan Issel is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You were on the Nuggets when they moved over from the ABA to the NBA. And we saw Western Conference Finals. We didn't see an NBA Finals appearance. Almost 20 years ago, the Nuggets were at risk of being relocated. What does this team mean to the city that they have finally done this 46, 47 years later?
Yeah, it's just terrific. This has always been a really good basketball town, going back even prior to the ABA. There was an AAU tournament in Denver that was very well attended. The ABA franchise here was always one of the top ABA franchises, and then we were one of the four ABA teams that were included in the merger, and just the second ABA team after the Spurs to win the championship. But it means a lot to everybody here, and hopefully, you never know. There could be injuries, there could be complacency, but if everything goes well, I think this is a team that's got a chance to win a couple more because they have a great young core of players. And this year, I think it was obvious they were the best team in the NBA, and they went right through the playoffs, and it was a surprise that we played the Miami Heat instead of, you know, Philadelphia or Boston or Milwaukee. But I don't think that takes anything away from the championship, and they were the best team in the league this year.
No, from beginning until end. Hall of Famer, Denver Nuggets legend Dan Issel is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about your time, you didn't just play for the Nuggets and stack up records all over the place. You also coached the team. And you were the coach when y'all beat the Sonics back in 94 as an eighth seed. What are your thoughts on how the playoff format has adjusted? How do you feel about this play-in? You see, the Nuggets didn't need it. The Heat got in via play-in. What are your thoughts on how the playoff format has changed?
And the team that the Nuggets swept in the Western Conference Finals, the LA Lakers, got in a playoff. I kind of like the playoff because, you know, it keeps some teams are still tanking, trying to get the best draft pick possible. But I like the play-in that it keeps more teams interested in getting to the playoffs, which should be the goal. But I like that after the playoffs, after the play-in games, I like that all games are seven-game series now. That you mentioned in 94 when we beat Seattle, we were the eighth seed and Seattle was the number one seed. They had the best record in the entire NBA that year. That was just a five-game series. I don't know if it was a seven-game series, if we would have been able to win that, but we did. And I like the format now as compared to what we were able to do in 94.
Dan Issel is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. When you look at just the eras, it doesn't matter if it's back in the 90s when you coached or the 70s and 80s when you played. We saw Shaq 20 years ago dominating, and now we see Jokic doing what he's doing at 28 years old. And there's all these conversations, and his name justifiably so is being mentioned statistically with the Kareems of the world and the Chamberlain. So what are your thoughts where he stands and exists as a center?
Well, I mean, he's doing things that have never been done before. I mean, he's the first player. Just think about this. How long have the NBA playoffs been going on? He's the first player to lead the playoffs in points, rebounds, and assists. He's doing things that only the greatest superstars in the league have done. Now, I will say this. I think, you talked about Shaq, and there was a period where Shaq won, I think, three in a row and was much like Nikola, unguardable. But I think, Jokic has to win a few more of these championships to be considered there. But if he should do that, if he should win two or three more championships, I think you have to put him right at the top of the list. He's certainly the greatest player in the league right now, and I think he would have to be in the discussion of the greatest players of all time.
Dan Issel is here with us as we start to wrap things up. Just over the past 20 years, from when you ended your coaching tenure up until now, you have been just re-ingratiated into the Denver Nuggets, the franchise, and attending the finals and just really being a part of it. What does it mean to you at this stage of your life to be back with the team and then you see them win?
Yeah, it's terrific. I couldn't be happier, although I have nothing to do with this championship other than to be a fan for the Nuggets to include me. They were nice enough. They not only game one, not only was I introduced, but they got seats for all five of my grandchildren. They sent a car after us, and it's just terrific that the Nuggets have taken, have looked at the past during this playoff series. There's a promotion that they do right before the game, and I mean right before the tip-off, where a player comes out, an ex-player comes out and shoots a free throw. And I did it the first game, game number one. Alex English did it in game number two, and David Thompson did it last night in game number five. So I'm very appreciative of the Nuggets that even though, you know, this has never been done before, and they should be hoisted for doing this, the fact that they remembered some of the old-time guys, too, is just great. And it couldn't be a bigger celebration in Denver.
Yeah, Dan, more than an old-time guy, Basketball Hall of Famer for both the overall Basketball Hall of Fame in college. We know what you did at Kentucky. We saw what you did at the ABA. We know what you did with the Nuggets. What occupies your time right now? How much time you splitting between Louisville and Denver? What occupies you today?
Yeah, mostly going to grandkids' sporting events. I do a radio show 2 hours every morning, 10 to noon, in Louisville. I do it most of the time from Denver, but as you know, the technology is just terrific. And so I do it from my basement in Denver, and it sounds like I'm in the studio in Louisville. So we do it on ESPN 680 105.7 in Louisville, and 2 hours is just enough. I wouldn't want it to be any more, but it gives me a reason to get out of bed and check the sports stories of the day. So other than the kids, the grandkids sporting events and my little 2 hour radio show, that's about all I do these days.
Hey, Nuggets legend, Basketball Hall of Famer Dan Issel. So this is the final question. Nikola Jokic wasn't too excited about the parade. Are you going to the parade?
I don't think so. I think I'll watch it. I think I'll watch it on TV. The parade shouldn't be, I don't think, about us old guys. I think the parade ought to be about, number one, the players, number two, the coaching staff, and number three, I have a lot of friends who are still on the staff at the Nuggets, and it should be about them. So I'll definitely watch it on television, but it's time for the younger guys to get the attention.
We've been having a great conversation here with Nuggets legend, Basketball Hall of Famer Dan Issel. Dan, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I'm going to watch the parade on TV just like you and everybody else. And for Jokic's sake, I hope the parade ends soon so he can go back home.
Job over. We can go home.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been chatting with basketball legend, Nuggets legend, Dan Issel.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week. Appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Basketball Hall of Famer, Nuggets legend Dan Issel for joining us in the last break. He came through, and I'm going to be watching a parade as well, man. I'm not going. He's in Denver. He wants everybody on the Nuggets, all the active dudes, to go out there and get their shine. And I ain't in Denver, so I will be watching on television as well. Dan with some positive words. And how can you not have positive words about Nikola Jokic and where he can end up, etc. Also not a fan of the load management. If you take a look at the amount of games played by the Denver Nuggets this year, you wouldn't be shocked or surprised that they were pretty much the best team in the NBA from start to finish. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dallas and talk to David. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. First of all, they need to move your show down earlier in the night, man. You deserve to be on more prime time or drive time, man.
Well, David, this actually is prime time. This show gets picked up by more stations across the country than I would say any other station. And this is pretty much prime time, to the surprise of maybe you. But this is it's numero uno here, David.
Okay, well, the other thing I was saying is I think Jokic and the Nuggets are this generation's Spurs. I think it's a lot like Tim Duncan, you know, as far as they aren't flashy. And they're just hardworking guys, and I think that's why they'll never get the credit. And people, especially ESPN, will cry if they keep on getting to the finals, because it's not the Lakers and it's not something, you know, exciting.
Yeah, I would say that any distributor would have its preferences. Ideally, from a broadcast perspective, yeah, you want to have the larger markets. You want to have the legacy teams and franchises. But let's think about this. The Golden State Warriors, they didn't necessarily have a glowing background or glowing history. And if you want to look at the past 5, 6, 7 years, they've been one of the most exciting teams to watch. So I think it takes time. You know, it's not always going to be the Lakers and the Celtics. But I think as long as people get good basketball and they have stars that they gravitate towards, they're in a good spot. And so let's see how things bear out. I don't think, you know, anybody involved in the league or their partners are hurting for cash. I appreciate you so much for calling from Dallas. Tony is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, JR, man. Nice to be on the show once again. And, look, I'm so happy for Denver. From back in the days of Mahmoud Raouf, you know, those guys played out, never really went anywhere. But still, the sexy teams are always going to be the Bostons, the Lakers, Golden State. People appreciate the fact that they were able to come through, and Joker did a tremendous job. But, you know, they're still going to be the sexy teams. Do you agree? The Lakers, Boston, Golden State, all those other teams?
You mentioned Golden State. I mean, if we would have gone back a decade ago, you wouldn't have said anything about Golden State was sexy. They would have been one of the unfortunate laughing stocks in the league. You'd say, when are they going to get away or get out of their own way? When are they going to get into a better arena? When are they going to have something to show for themselves? So,
I agree, but you know, but they always had Run TMC, you know, the Hardaways.
Well, no,
those,
but that's
guys were sexy in the sense of what they brought to the game.
No, well, Tony, I can look at a lot of franchises and think about an exciting stretch that a team had. When you're telling me about sexy teams, if we go back at Run TMC, where were they running to? Not a championship. They weren't running to a dynasty. They weren't running towards, oh my God, we need to go ahead and just and lock them in, because you knew they weren't going to run to a title. And so when I'm talking about teams that move the needle in June, it takes time. And
absolutely,
every team has its day and has its era. And so Golden State's time has been over this past decade. And it's not to say that the Nuggets are going to turn into that. I mean, the Spurs for years were looked upon as boring. We had Errol Spence Jr. on with us last week. And thank you, Tony, for calling from Washington. And shout-outs to Errol Spence Jr., both he and Terrence Crawford. They're doing their press conferences in Los Angeles and New York over the past 2 days. Errol Spence Jr. said, my fight coming up next month against Bud Crawford is going to be like Tim Duncan versus Kevin Garnett. He says Bud is going to go out and he's a little bit more loud, a little bit more active. He says, I'm straight fundamentals. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's reasonable. I can understand that. And he said when he was younger, he didn't appreciate watching the Spurs because he thought that they were boring. And so every team and organization has its due. I have no idea the next young team that'll step up. You know, is it going to be the Rockets in a few years? You know, we just had Wendell Carter Jr. on air with us, I think last week, 2 weeks ago. The Magic, the way they ended the season, they snuck under the radar just a little bit. And so we don't know who'll be that next team to emerge. It's taken these Denver Nuggets, it's taken this squad almost 6 to 7 years to get to this point. 6 to 7 years. Nikola Jokic has been here since 2015. A matter of fact, he was drafted in 2014. It's almost 10 years later, almost 10 years later from when he was drafted. Think about that. He's 28 years old right now. It's not always easy to predict who's next. But yeah, just because it's not the Lakers or the Celtics, it's going to take time. Mark is here from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks again for taking my call. You have the best sports talk radio show I've ever heard. I got to tell you, thank you so much for putting Dan Issel on. That was an awesome interview. And Dan, the Issel Missile, was an awesome coach. And if it wasn't for Bernie Bickerstaff breaking up and blowing up the Nuggets, I think that team, that core, with the Dikembe Mutombo and LaPhonso Ellis and Mahmoud Abdul, Raouf, and et cetera, would have won a championship.
Wow.
So thanks so much. I just got to say thanks so much, and I'm getting ready for that trip down to Denver tomorrow night. And hopefully my grandson gets to go with me. Thanks
all
again,
righty.
JR.
Enjoy the parade. Nuggets. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Hey, listen, I'm here for a party. We got people in Vegas going to party. We got people in Denver going to party. Me in Atlanta, I ain't partying. I'm just going to watch. I think Aaron Gordon will be the dude who maybe has a little too much to drink. He was having a lot of fun last night, but what do I know? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, there's so much we need to get into. Everybody up in Buffalo, Buffalo Bills fans, it doesn't appear that they're having fun right now because there's no Stephon Diggs. Panthers lost. Heat lost. They're not having fun. Oakland A's, I don't think they're having fun. I'm going to try to bring some positivity, though. Don't worry about it. Here on CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Hey, guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.